Hi, everybody. This is Ron, and we're here today. This is Monday, and the date is January 12th, 2015. So, let's do a clearing for people that may have a situation, something going on that you may or may not like. Maybe you're frustrated from something, maybe anxieties. It's your choice how you choose to bring this information up so we can clear it. Remember, it's some kind of it's a thought form. So you're running a program. By running the program, that means that you got caught in the loop, and then from there you're on timelines. You may not wish to be on any timelines. So here we go. So think of that one situation, and it will take you off of a timeline, one for sure, that you're experiencing the situation. It could be more, but I can at least clear that one away from you. So here we go. Think of that particular thing that happened to you. It could even be hurting yourself somehow. Here we go. Releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's do an activation here. We're going to bring in source energy, peace energy, through the light beams. And some people want to know what they can ask for. I get that quite often. I have the light beam up on my monitor screen. What do I ask the light beam to do for me? How can I use this light beam? Can I ask it to bring me money or to bring me a soulmate or something? No, they don't do that. All they do is give you peace. They don't interfere with your life whatsoever. They just bring you peace. That's why you need to have clearings to become peaceful. So they don't do anything for you except bring you peace, which is the ultimate energy that you want anyway. So let's work with the male energy first. They come in threes. Here they come. One, and bring up bring your monitor screen up with the light beams. So put them on there. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the non-gender, they vary. They go from 1 to 4. Depends on maybe which light beam you choose to come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the females, the female, I should say, non-plural, only is 1. So here we go. One female light beam coming your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So some people will say, I haven't mentioned this for a long time, so some people say, gee, why is there three males and only one female? Well, I'm not exactly politically correct on this, but the females, in a sense, are there to help out the males and tell them what to do. So, and then they need more than one male to do the work that the female does. They'll do this here, and they go, uh-oh, I can't do all this, so there's three of them. Plus, the males are doctors, more so than females, so they come in groups of three to assist you more fully. So, if you're wondering why there's more of one than the other, that's the reason. So, we'll bring up our co-host here. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everyone, to the Healing Highway. We are live tonight on Monday, January 12, 2015, on bbsradio.com, Station 1. And I've just noticed that our wonderful moderator has put a direct link to the image of the triple light beam in the CLS Fast Chat, which you can access from our BBS Radio homepage, and also from Ron's homepage, creationlightshift.com. And you're welcome to send in any questions or testimonials tonight to our email address, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we already have a few, which we'll get to tonight. It's very helpful if you can put the date that you might be listening into the subject matter line so that we have an idea of when you'll be listening to this, the broadcast, so we know when to take your questions. I should also mention that there are several links, if you're brand new and just joining us, that you can check out. The Creation Lightship questions and answers document, Ron's YouTube channel, which are all available on creationlightship.com on the right margin of the page, and also a link to our Wikipedia. So feel free to check those links out. But I think we're just going to have a great Q&A show tonight with a lot of wonderful sample healings for everybody. And I just got a message from someone on the fast chat saying, thanks, Ron, for the clearing. I was hooked up to the person from a computer store. I could tell by his voice that I was talking to an alien. So, or possibly a clone. You never know these days. But I just wanted to say regarding the timelines, you can often get abducted onto a timeline by a very simple thing. Something seemingly small can upset you or throw you off or make you get upset, and then that small thing kind of spirals into a negative and or positive emotional reaction. So it's not always the big things in our lives that we have to look out for. It's sometimes those small things that we don't even really subconsciously register as being important that can kind of take us out of the moment and drudge up all this past stuff and get us hooked up to mind energy and darkness. So it's important to pay attention to that. And it could be something as simple as stubbing your toe or dropping something. Then all of a sudden, you know, you're all upset and immediately all this stuff comes up. So Ron, maybe we could do a sample clearing for that kind of like some kind of thing that shocked you, maybe a clearing for shock. And maybe we could clear like a one of those timelines for everybody tonight.
Yeah, shock sounds pretty good. Here we go. I don't have a clearing for shock. If you get shocked a lot, you know, then you could probably go into the special clearing, which is a whole life clearing. But here we go. So if you got shocked, this is, you know, not being electrocuted, that type of shock, but you know, you could have that too. I'll do a claim for that after this one. Maybe you got shocked sometime in your life. I think probably most people have. So here we go. Being shocked, taken off of your center. And it could even go into distress maybe, but here we go. Think of an incident that you've had. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, boy, there's a lot of energy there for being shocked. One, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. So see how you feel with that. I'm going to go back to when you were a baby. You know, babies do get shocked a lot, maybe scared or something, or they think they're getting something good to eat and it tastes horrible, so they're kind of shocked, or, you know, Aunt Sally comes over to give them a kiss, you know, on the cheek, and the little baby kind of likes it, and Aunt Sally has garlic breath or something, you know. Poor baby goes, oh, no, you know. So here we go. So being shocked as a baby. So you got to think of something. And if not, we'll do a time frame of maybe under 1 year of age. And you can just see how your body feels. Remember, you're carrying this residue, this stuff with you for your whole life. Not even knowing that it's with you. So here we go, releasing this energy of you being shocked as a baby. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, well, reality, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. So we'll see if we have any comments on that here. That's coming into probably the CLS questions or the chat room there. Next, I'll do one of you being shocked, maybe by static electricity, having your feet on a carpet or something, and you touch a doorknob for the first time or whatever, or even now, you know, and you throw off a half-inch spark or something. Or you're playing with electrical wires, doing something, and you didn't realize, looked harmless, and you got shocked. So here we go. Getting ready? One, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Well, we'll see what kind of comments we get there, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's some very interesting clearings, Ron. And if you have felt something and you'd like to type it into the fast chat, please do so. Or you can send us a testimonial if you would like to have a longer response to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I guess what we should do, Ron, is just go into some questions. Oh, someone said, I am yawning too. People would say, I got your nose to babies and grab their nose. And someone else said, I always get shocked when I touch something. It's like I'm full of energy. So it seems like that clearing almost immediately had an effect on some of our listeners. And I'm sure more people will write in with some responses as the show progresses. So our first question has to deal with emotional bodies. And this listener is asking, it has to do with conflict. And they're wondering if there is a conflict between the emotional body and a limited program. Isn't this what people sometimes call schizophrenia? I'm not sure what is meant by a limited program, maybe a program that they're running. But I don't know. Do you have any input on that, Ron, about schizophrenia?
I don't know how to answer that one. I do know that possibly you could have an emotional body that doesn't belong to you hanging out with you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking, like an entity or something.
Yeah, so you have an entity with you, and you want to do something else, and it doesn't want to do it. And so now you have an internal conflict, and you won't know the difference on these entities. You may think it's the same one talking to you, you know. So that could be where you're very indecisive, you know. Should I get that ice cream cone or should I not get it? Oh, I really want to have this. Well, I don't know. I might gain a few pounds because, you know, or I'm allergic to ice cream. I can't have milk products. And it goes, yeah, well, that ice cream cone looks so good. Man, I really want to have this. And you go back and forth. And which one wins, you know? Now, remember, your body is going along for the ride. But remember, your body does not have a way to tell you no. These emotional bodies will tell your body to do all this stuff. And I guess I could do a comment about war.
Very revealing.
Yeah. I'm sure we have people out there who have been in the service, and, you know, they got trained to fight and kill people. That's basically what you're taught in boot camp. And so not saying that's good or bad. I'm not trying to be in judgment, but you know, if you ask your body and you gave it a choice and you said, you know, you're going in for a couple of years, you may not be living in 2 years. Do you really want to do this? Your body would probably say no, okay, because it wants to live forever because it's a life form. But the emotions are what brought you into the situation to begin with. And so the emotional body signed up the body to do this. Or maybe you have a job that you really dislike. And it's your emotional body keeping you doing it because maybe you're getting a lot of money doing something and you hate it. Your body hates it. You go to work and you come back at night being sore all the time. And you really don't like that. But, boy, that money is good. And so, you know, if you asked your body how to live here, it'd probably be completely different on the way you would actually live life here and, you know, maybe behave differently. So your body has no choice, and the emotions run you. And that's why you want to be in the now. Then you're at peace. And when you're at peace, then you may be completely satisfied. So, you know, like I say, when you're planning to buy a large purchase, like, say, a brand new car or something, put your hand on it. Go out to the dealer that has that particular car that, you know, got you excited because you saw one. And put your hand on it and find out what you're missing in your life. What are you missing? What's that car doing for you? Is it the right color? You know, maybe the seats are better than your old car, whatever. And find out what it is. And maybe, you know, you might not want to have that new car after you pull the energy out to satisfy you. Then you may be able to go more into neutral with having that. So, back to you.
Wow, Ron, I feel like you just said so much, and I hope everybody was really listening, because I feel like that is so important, and you are basically being controlled by your emotions. And if it was up to your body probably wouldn't be making any of these decisions. So that's why it's so important, if you're just joining us and you're just listening now for the first time, to do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And that will get you off all of those timelines, so you become less of a human doing, and you become more of a human being in the now. And you're not running all these programs, and you're not a slave, basically, to your emotional energy, which can take you out of the now very quickly and very easily. So on that note, I think we can go into our listener questions, and we have quite a few of them, some kind of long ones, Ron, but I think they're important, so maybe we can just start going through them kind of slowly, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that sounds great. The more we can get into the shows, to where we just can't stretch the time out to have a three-hour show in 1 hour, that'd be great.
Yeah. We have to figure out how to do that. It's very sci-fi. So moving right along. The first email comes from a listener who says, it's a continuation, and she writes, thank you so much for getting back to me so quickly. I didn't see the email on time for last night's show, but I'm happy that it is possible to have this problem addressed, Ron, on Monday's show. I really appreciate your help. The clearings and healings that I've done for myself so far are a satellite timeline crash, alien tracking barcode removal, be here in the now, soul family disconnection, and also emotional body, unlimited. And there I've done the whole lifetime clearing with the chakras, and also the ones with the specified incidents. So it sounds like this person's been doing a lot of work. I have to mention that I see very big changes in my life since I've started all the clearing, which was over 3 months ago or more. I don't cry as I used to. I say what bothers me to people around me, and I feel more at peace. Besides all the clearings, me and my family, we also do the weekly Tuesday calls, cording removal special, weekly Wednesday calls, divine water activation and healing session, weekly Friday calls, entity removal special. So I see many improvements in myself since the beginning, and I'm grateful for this. Besides the thing that I mentioned in the previous email about being single and not being able to have a relationship, it's like I find men who are not on the same page that I am. There's also the fact that I feel like no one listens to me or no one is able to help me with the situations that I need help with. For example, my passport is close to expire. I'm a Romanian citizen, and I still have a visa for the U.S. and I've been trying for over a week to get in contact with someone from the embassy, but no success. I need to change it as soon as possible. And besides these, it seems that I attract accidents in my life. Someone hit my car in the parking lot before Christmas. My cousin had an accident last year. And last month, I found out that my first boyfriend, who was for almost 6 years, had an accident and killed someone. How can I clear all of this? So it sounds like there's multiple layers here, Ron, and there's a second part to this email, but I think we should just address this listener's situation first. So wondering what your thoughts were on this, Ron, the not being able to have a relationship and then the accidents thing.
Well, hearing the accident thing of people around her, you know, the Soul Family one, I think she has done, but that's what I would highly recommend doing is to get these people, you know, away from you so they're not bringing you into these events. Let's see.
Right. It may not be her. It might be the other people that are bringing this to her.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
So would she then do clearings on everybody else?
That, or just start doing timeline crashes on those incidents.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, they probably got them awakened again, you know? And so all of a sudden, they're all on the same situation, we'll say, situation timeline of accidents. And naturally, the ultimate accident is having somebody die, you know, at least it would be like a cut or scratch or something, you know? So I would say get off of those timelines. So right away, if she doesn't relate too much to the death process, then you know, I would just do regular timeline crashes. Now, if she's tuning into maybe deaths and she starts seeing deaths around her, then you may want to get off of the death timeline and then probably get on the death barcode clearing. So remember, everybody's different. You know, if you just hear about a death, that's one thing. But if you hear it maybe more often in a week or two about somebody died or, you know, something like that, then you may want to check yourself out because it's a clue for you, which means that your psychic billboard around you is bringing you to these events to make awareness. Remember, like I said earlier when we started off, the body is just going along here for the ride, and all these emotions are being attached to it. So all of a sudden the body goes, uh-oh, I got some death barcodes on me, so I want to put it in the psychic billboard, you know, that I need some help. And the help is that I don't want to die. So now it'll bring death around you, death experiences, and or people that are dying, so you can say, you know, I'm seeing death. What's that about? So it's trying to get your attention. So what I would do is just possibly timeline crashes on those particular situations and events. That's probably what I would start off doing.
Yeah, and also, I don't know what you think about this, Ron, but if it is like a recurring event, we do have that recurring event problematic situation barcode removal. And I don't know if that's just for the same event that keeps happening, like over and over again, or if you could use that to maybe help clear these people that keep coming into your life, like clear their energy off you.
Yeah, and also, you know, it sounds like he's getting like maybe, I may not be right at this, but we'll just say like an information overload, we'll say, from the friends around her.
Mm-hmm.
And that is drawing her into those timelines. And this is what you don't want to have happen. That's why I say if you did your whole lifetime emotional clearing and you took off for the woods, got out in the sticks and didn't talk to anybody, then you'd be perfect because you're not going to have all this stuff going on. And so people are probably drawing her into timelines and events, you know, just because they want to do that. You know, the New Age process would be, well, maybe she has too much light which could be true too in a sense. This may not sound exactly right, but she has too much light and the darkness, you know, wants to take it away, you know.
Yeah.
So that's one way to look at it. That doesn't always happen that way, but, you know, stuff does happen. And then you want to be in the now more. So the only way they can get you is when you're not in the now. So you might even do more of the be here now clearing. And maybe when that person tries to connect to your energy system, energy field around you, if you're in the now, you may not even show up. So that's another way to look at it.
Yeah, that's great advice, Ron. And I think, like, for the passport situation, I would just timeline crash, like, the name of the embassy or, like, even just the... I mean, I would just timeline crash maybe even my own name that as it appeared on the passport. Or I don't know. Do they have numbers on them? Maybe timeline crash that and see if that maybe can help out.
Yeah, definitely be worth a try. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then for the relationship thing, the thing that I thought of immediately was the twin flame. Because I feel like when people do that, they're not necessarily looking for someone else to fulfill them. And I don't know if you can recommend another clearing that might be helpful, because I always feel like when you have a feeling of peace and when you're not really looking for something, everyone always says this about relationships, but I think that being reunited with your twin flame energy, that's really important, because then it's kind of like you feel whole and complete, and then you kind of seem to attract people into your life that aren't necessarily, you're not looking for them to fill a missing part of you, which can kind of be a difficult start to any relationship, romantic or otherwise. So if you're not like making decisions emotionally and you're feeling at peace and you're feeling whole, then chances are you're probably going to draw different people towards you and into your life, and the people that are, you know, looking for sympathy or looking for somebody to feel sorry for them won't necessarily be attracted to you because you just won't have any time for them. So I don't know if you want to have any comments on that, Ron, or if you can suggest another clearing that might work.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Also, you might just check your billboard.
Psychic billboard.
That's the that one helps out a lot, along with the self-empowerment clearing. So those two are very good. I think maybe your billboard could be bringing these people to you.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Yep. So I'd probably concentrate on the psychic billboard clearing and just see, first find out what's going on in your life. Maybe what negative things are happening to you or even positive that you don't want to have happen. And then from there, get back into neutral. But definitely see where your body is with everything. You know, check out your body. Find out what's happening. Because your body might be giving you a great gift to get you aware of something. And these people keep coming and it may look like a negative event or a situation that you keep having to go through. But, you know, your body might have blocked energy somewhere. That's why I mentioned doing the self-empowerment clearing, because there's like 38 different things there. And you may unblock some energy that's blocked that can harm you, and all of a sudden, voila, you might be fixed. Remember, that clearing is like a Band-Aid. And it will clear away things to get you moving. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great, Ron. And so all of these clearings that Ron has mentioned tonight, you can search for on creationlightship.com above the healing login. You could just type in a keyword. So far we've mentioned psychic billboard, timeline crashing, and self-empowerment clearing. And if anybody on the fast chat has any suggestions, please type them in. You know, a lot of our listeners are what we call frequent flyers on the Creation Lightship. And they know a lot about the clearings. They've tried things in their own lives. They know what works and what doesn't work. So if anybody has any suggestions, please let us know on the fast chat, or you can email them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So there's a part two to this email, Ron, and this kind of, I think, explains a lot about this listener's situation. So this is about her father's situation. So he's been married for 4 years to my stepmom. She hasn't been faithful to him. She's trying all sorts of things to make him sick and get him out of her life, but she doesn't want to divorce him. She wants the house, the car, everything. I have a half-brother, 14 years old, and he is exactly like his mom. Now, my dad is in a mental hospital, can't speak, shakes. I feel like he has so much anger and sadness in him, and that's what's causing all that. Me and my aunt, my dad's sister, did these clearings for him. Be here in the now, soul family disconnection clearing, emotional body clearing, the whole lifetime clearing, mentioning his age and also the specified incidents, mentioning the spells, hexes, and curses and health problems, satellite timeline crash, alien tracking, barcode removal. But his situation seems to fluctuate. He has had days where he was better, but now he has gotten worse and worse. Thank you so much for your help and guidance. So this could probably also be affecting the listeners who just wrote in about her own problems. This kind of is sort of, you know, it seems like her father is having a lot of problems himself, so that is in turn affecting her life. So any suggestions on that, Ron? I know it's hard when somebody is in that kind of a situation, but...
What I would do, since he's in the hospital, okay, chances are he's probably on drugs. What I would do is the deceased loved one's emotional body, okay? Now, I'm not saying that he's going to die tomorrow, you know, or whatever. What I am saying is get rid of his emotional body, because if he's there and he's kind of maybe dysfunctional somewhat, that's the way it sounds like to me. Get his emotional body out, and then maybe he can become more peaceful, and so can everybody else, and possibly maybe the lady won't be able to court into him as much, because it, you know, it sounds like she's doing a number on him with, you know, the psychic hits, curses, whatever, you know. So if she wants the car and the house, then, you know, the only way she's probably going to get that is if he dies. So naturally, you know, she probably wants it to end soon. So I would do the curses, hexes, spells on her continuously, put it on a long timer and just let it run. And then take out his emotional body so that she cannot really tap into him that much. And I would do that so his emotional body's not suffering.
Okay, yeah, that's really good advice, Ron. And I think, too, they mentioned doing the spells, hexes, and curses in the emotional body clearing, but there is also a whole separate, much deeper clearing for that, and it's a whole lifetime clearing. So that's its own.
Yeah.
That's its own by itself. And there's also that free sample, the 2000 year of darkness barcode removal.
Uh huh.
So that might bring him some relief in the now.
Yeah.
And then maybe if I would think it sounds pretty bad situation, you'd probably want to go deeper. So check that out. And also, Ron, do you think Dark Side Practitioner would be a good one to do for somebody who's in a hospital?
Well, the Dark Side, since they know her name, that one, it will be just as effective, probably.
Okay.
I'd say it'd probably be a toss-up. Normally, well, you don't know if there's other people involved. See the Dark Side Practitioner is that you know that, you know, so-and-so person is doing this to you, okay? So their name goes in there. For the other one, very possibly, maybe there's a group of people doing it. And so the group of people, you know, the curses, hexes, spells works with those energy pools, where the other one works with one person. It's not that they can't cross over, but I would think that, you know, if this lady has a child from another marriage or something, or something like that, maybe they're all hoping to, you know, maybe move in the house like cockroaches or something. So they're all wishing the guy dies, you know? So that's how I would look at that. So I'd probably do the Curse of Texas Spell one, because there could be more than one person giving them bad energy. So that's how I would, that's what I would probably do is that clearing.
Yeah, Ron, and that's a really good point about the drugs too, because, I mean, if you're in a hospital, they are definitely giving you drugs. So I, and someone just wrote it on the fast chat, do clearings on her too. Be here in the now, an alien to light clearing maybe will help. And I just thought of similar situations where I've known people to be in the hospital, and I have literally just done be here in the now maybe 30 times, just one right after the other, because I'm just, you know, trying, they can't do them obviously themselves. You're just trying to get their spirit back into their body, and it's so difficult to do that when they're being treated with drugs. So I hope this helps. Keep us posted and give us an update, and I think we should probably move on to the next question.
Okay.
So it's actually more of a comment, and this listener wrote in and said she's doing the food activation for cats, and it's really great. I also activate their blankets, beds, and some crystals and place them under their beds as well as aluminum foil or mat. They loved the light being healings for peace, joy, and life force energy, and kept coming close to the laptop to be near the light being. I think the life force energy is particularly good for elderly cats and animals slash people. Last October, we drove from Birmingham, United Kingdom, to Vidin in the Czech Republic. Sorry if I mispronounced that. It was a long trip, about 20 hours, and I did a lot of the clearings to prepare for it. I activated my cat's carrier box for protection from mind control transmission and put aluminum foil inside of it, their towel for stress relief, and their food for stress relief, emotional well-being, physical well-being, and pain body relief prior to and after the trip to manage the stress and the whole change. I also did about 50 to 100 space clearings on and off planet for the car, the motorway in the UK and Europe sides, the ferry from the UK to France, and the house in the Czech Republic. I also did Earth Protection Timeline Crash for several places, supports in the UK and France, and our destination area. We also activated some water for body pain relief and energy boost for 2 days. My husband was driving, and he is really tall, about 7 feet. And he has actually grown taller after doing the clearings. His body is stretching. His knees and legs usually hurt after driving so long, but this time it was much better with the water, much more comfortable. The trip was very smooth. The motorways were very clear, as well as the ports. We even arrived earlier to the port in the UK side, and they arranged for us to take an earlier ferry to France as we were the first ones in the queue. There was a lot of fog in Germany and the Czech Republic, very low and creepy, I would say. It was November 1st, but sunny spots when we stopped for a break. The car was protected with several space clearings, so I felt safer. After being in the UK about 2.5 years, I felt that I had to repeat all the whole lifetime clearings in the Czech Republic. I felt that they were tracking me a lot more over there. I could see the tracking numbers on my phone, and I had to start all over again with everything and stronger. I had to run the Gray Skies Timeline Crash for a month, 24/7, for the skies to clear, and the satellite timeline crash and the Earth Protect timeline crash but it is much better now. Sunny with very mild temperatures, very unusual for the cold winters here. Many thanks to Ron for everything he does, co-hosts, and Fred. Kind regards.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, what probably happened was you entered into a whole new, what would I say here, alien territory.
Yeah.
Going into the different countries brought you into maybe the jurisdiction of other types of aliens. And so, very interesting. That's so everybody listening, if you're planning to move, maybe even from county to county, maybe state to state or something, you might realize that you might be in someone else's jurisdiction.
Uh-oh.
I want to look at that, you know, to see, you know, it might be, possibly we'll say that maybe where you're living now, you got the really bad, ugly, smelly aliens, you know, working on you. Maybe where you're planning to go, they're much more gentle, but they're still doing stuff. But so maybe it could be good to relocate someplace else, but it could be the other way around, you know. So
yeah,
remember, they do take on territory. Like I do mention off and on, you know, one of the big places is Alien Central, I call it, sort of. I'll cross my fingers here, we'll say, which is Florida, you know, southern Florida, you know, where the Bermuda Triangle is. Hello, you know, what do you think's happening there, you know? So, and why do you think all the people with all the money in the world go to Florida with their big yachts and stuff? Well, you know, I mean, you know, you can draw some dots there. I won't say that they're high-powered alien executives, but, you know, they possibly, you know. And so that's how you got to look at it. So anyway, and there are other places, too, that do have a lot of their interference, especially probably Arizona, New Mexico. So. Back to you.
Yeah, Ron, it's, you know, I feel like that when we get emails like this, they are so helpful because I was even thinking that the space clearing might be good for the listener who is trying to figure that thing out with their passport. Like if you ran a space clearing or a timeline crash or on the embassy, that might even help. I mean, it might be a too big of a place to clear, but maybe you could find out like the passport office number and try to do a space clearing on that, because I feel like reading this email, there are so many things that this listener did to prepare, and it's so helpful to know what to do, because sometimes you don't really know. And I feel like with the animals especially, if you have a cat or a dog, and you can really tell a lot of what type of clearings you need to do and run by observing the behavior of your animal, because they pick up all of the energy that you're giving off. So if you have a scaredy cat who runs and hides and won't come out and is very difficult to be around, you might have entities in your house, or you might have to do a space clearing on your house. Or you might be bringing energy into the house from somewhere that the animal doesn't agree with. And if, you know, you're trying to train a dog and the dog doesn't like to be in the cage, then maybe you need to do, like, something similar to what this listener did. Or, you know, I don't know. But it's very interesting. And also, I've heard this. I've never been to either place, but I've heard that the surveillance in the UK and in Europe is extremely high. You basically can't go anywhere without being photographed. There's like a camera every 10 feet. So, I mean, people think it's bad here, but, you know, it's almost like, you know, there's just cameras everywhere. So what does that say? You know, you're being watched by somebody. So it's always good to do new clearings when you move to or are traveling through a different country or space. So, Ron, I'm just wondering if maybe we should do a sample clearing for everybody. I'm just trying to think here. Maybe like a Maybe we could do like a barcode removal since we're talking about tracking devices. Do you think we could do something along those lines?
Well, it's hard to get rid of barcodes.
Barcodes, yeah.
What I'll do is we'll do an implant.
Okay.
So implant. So let's see here. We'll just see if this will help. So you could have something, a lump. You could have an irritation. Maybe you keep scratching something. Maybe there's something that looks a little suspicious on your body, a rash or something. Or maybe your body's been telling you, you know, my foot's been aching for a long time, and, you know, I don't know what it is. You don't know what it is, but your body, you know, knows that something's going on. So let's just assume that it's an implant, okay? So if it's, you know, we'll take away the energy, and you can just see if this is going to help you getting rid of an alien inserted either energetic through one of your energy bodies, and you could be out in the beyondo, having your body there without you even knowing it, being tortured. Okay, that happens. So here we go. Let's take away this energy. So we're gonna do a clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And look a little deeper here. So we kind of like softened up the area with that, and I'll pull out an implant here. If your body jerks, you had one, okay? So I'll just say I'm 99% correct here. So I'm checking out everybody right now who's listening live. This will not work on the archives. Okay, here we go. Almost got it there. Okay, it's out. So just see if your body jerked. Maybe another reaction could be a lot of warmth coming to you. So if you have any like warmth or a jerk, typically you had an implant there and it's gone. Dr. Elizabeth.
Wow, that is so cool. Thank you, Ron. And if you did have a reaction, you can let us know on the fast chat. Wow, I'm always amazed by how effective the clearings are. So, and I feel like every time I read a testimonial like that, and thank you so much for sharing that, it just kind of makes me astounded that I didn't know about all of this earlier. And it really changes your perspective on how you see things and how you respond to things. So if you can imagine going through your life not being controlled, but being in control, and making decisions from a heart-centered perspective and staying out of mind energy and fear, can you imagine just how much different your life would have been or could be? So that's why I always love, too, when people write in and say they're doing a whole lifetime emotional clearings on their, like, five-year-old. I think that's wonderful. Child's probably going to have a much better, easier life because of it. So I guess we should move on, and if anybody has any more questions, feel free to send them over. And also, if you'd like to react to the sample clearings that Ron just did, you can do so on the fast chat. I should also mention that Ron has a couple of events coming up. The Conscious Life Expo is next month. It's at the LAX Hilton, February 6th through the 9th, 2015. And the following month, March, there is the New Life Expo in New York City. So you can check out the website for that and also check that out on the Creation Lightship Fast Chat. And there's also a lot of links that are put in there by the moderator for information for you guys. So be sure to check those out if you have any further questions. And, of course, we'll continue to talk about those as the dates draw closer. And someone on the fast chat wrote, I feel calmer, more peaceful, plus lighter. Thank you, Ron. And my uncle feels better and warmth in his shoulder. And then someone else is asking, is there a way to get a copy of the email or testimonial that has worked for others with the author info removed, or will this cord the person?
Yeah, I guess we could probably do that. We'll just take off the, we'll just copy and paste it into a Word doc.
So yeah.
That could be a possibility.
Yeah, yeah. So just email us at CLS questions, and if there was a particular testimonial you wanted to sort of use, I think that's fine. We'll just take away all the names and maybe make a list of all the clearings that person did. Okay, so there's another question, and someone's writing in about movies, which we haven't really talked about, but there was a movie called The Island of Lost Souls from 1933, and they wrote, this movie plot is to mate a woman who is part human and part panther with an unsuspecting male visitor. 1933! Exclamation point. How long have the aliens been, quote, talking to us, unquote, via media?
Yeah, I'm sure a long time, you know. It's interesting. I ran across a picture of Hitler shaking hands with the Grey. You may have seen that. You could probably just type it maybe into, I don't know, maybe, I don't even know how I got it. Maybe images, possibly, or YouTube. But it shows them there shaking hands. You know, that was what day or what year, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it was before, you know, World War II or during it. But anyway, so, you know, things happen. And, yeah, they've been here a long time. They've been here before us. And it just depends how they want to control everybody. You know, like I say, all wards that are produced here or manufactured here or fabricated or whatever, it's all alien wars. They're out there fighting out in the Beyondo, and they bring them down here to take territory. And so that's what wars are about. Aliens wanting to get other territories going on. Even the more current stuff. So you can look at that and just change maybe some of the countries to alien race A and B, or maybe the people doing this. I won't say the whole country is behind a war. I don't think, like I said when I started off, that no physical body ever wants to get killed. But there are people that don't mind either being sacrificed or having the country, you know, do stuff so a few elite people can win the war. So I don't want to get into that too much. Just very sad. Once you realize that aliens are the problem here, then you know that they need to get extricated. And stop interfering with us so we could probably be human and live here much more peacefully than the aliens that come into people to cause problems and shapeshifters and stuff. So I don't think anybody out there would want to pollute the ocean. They'll want to pollute it because they're making money in a job that is doing that. They'll turn their head, but if you really sat them down and said, you know, if we gave you money not to do this, the same income, and you didn't want, and you weren't polluting, then would you still pollute the ocean? They say, oh no, that's a bad thing to do. But the whole thing here is the alien agenda, and since the aliens are using humans to do their work, then that's what happens here. And if humans weren't here, then it would probably be the aliens destroying the planet with their very, very high technology. So it'd probably be blown up instantly. So, back to you. But they want to get our trauma and drama and live off our energy. So
yeah,
they do a little bit at a time.
Yeah, that really reminds me of The Matrix, Ron. That film, The Matrix, and talking about movies, that's another really good one to watch if you kind of need to understand what the alien agenda is. We're actually coming to the end of the show, if you can believe it, and I just wanted to thank everybody for writing in, and also wanted to mention, too, if you have gotten a benefit from the show and the radio program, you can always send a donation to Ron via the PayPal, or there's an address on creationlightshift.com. So be sure to check that out. And we have 4 radio shows every week on Monday, Wednesdays. We're on Station 1. And on Friday, Saturdays, we're on Station 2. And Saturday is the live on the Lightship. So if you want to check out the times, you can go to our BBS radio homepage. And thanks, everybody, so much for joining us. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron, for any final thoughts.
It's up to the mind, a heart drop, so that you can do yourself whenever you choose to. You don't need me to do it for you, but I always do it normally at the end of every show. So here we go, at least the more current shows here, the last couple of years. So here we go. You have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head. It's very simple. Just command it to do this, and take the thoughts and drop them down into your heart. And I count from 10 to 1. If you've been doing this yourself, you could probably just do maybe 3, 2, 1. It'd work fine, too. But I do it the long way so that newbies can kind of feel the energy moving. So here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. And our next event that we're having will be tomorrow, which is Tuesday, 5:30 Pacific. And this is our energetic cord release call. And then our next BBS program, like we said, is going to be Wednesday, Station 1. And we will be on the air at, what time is that, Elizabeth?
On Station 1 Wednesday?
Yeah,
it's 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on Station 1. Same for all the other shows. This is the only one that's at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern.
Okay, everybody. So we'll catch you later. Blessings. And thank you, everyone. Hopefully you all feel wonderful.